Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a hot Monday for you this morning.
Really? A hot Monday?
It's a hot show.
All right.
Yeah, we got good guests this morning.
All right.
The guy that plays Toby from This Is Us.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be calling the show. I'm excited about that.
I know you are.
I'm going to try my hardest not to call him Toby the entire interview. But I probably will.
I think that's all right. I just want you to cry.
I don't think I'm going to cry.
Maybe you can make him cry since...
Ooh! Maybe.
I want you to set up like a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live when you're watching This Is Us and just put the camera on you and just don't talk.
That's such a creepy way to do it. It's kind of fun. I know.
Just you watching the TV and the range of emotions that your face goes through.
I've noticed.
That's what I want.
And I've noticed when the tears usually happen, it's towards the end of the episode. That's when they hit you with the feels. Oh, so yeah. I could probably do it towards the end of an episode.
Just set it up and just forget it's there, JC.
Because I feel like an hour of just a camera on my face is weird.
Yeah, unless you go through a range of emotions.
Oh, yeah,
funny,
I do.
Because you're laughing.
I smile a lot. Little tender looks.
Please do that.
Those touching moments.
Please do that.
This Is Us is on tomorrow. I'm very excited.
I know what I'm doing Tuesday night.
Watching my
watch This Is Us.
Watching TV.
We also got Love Letters to Kelly coming up. Monday edition. We do it a little bit later usually on Mondays. So about 2 hours from now. Make sure you join us for that. And we will catch up with what was Dr.
X girlfriend
doing in town. The show. A lot of people are wondering. But right now it's time for Bone Pick Monday.
All right.
Who or what do you have a bone to pick with? It happened over the weekend. You just want to get it off your chest. We got your back, Kid Nation. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have a bone to pick with Al Michaels. Did you hear what he did last night?
Yeah.
Off-color commentary.
Yeah.
He was trying to be topical,
and boy, did this backfire. Oh. I'm telling you, that I'd say millions of Americans that were watching.
It's Sunday night football,
Sunday night football game.
Yeah. And this is what Al Michaels said.
I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Only my L.A. guy comes up with that
one. Well, you know.
There you go.
All you have to do is read the papers. Any paper.
So, lucky for us, apparently they do have Twitter over there on Sunday Night Football, and they noticed the reaction from the world. And so Al Michaels did come back with an apology.
Back in Denver. Sorry, I made a reference earlier before. Tried to be a little flip about somebody obviously very much in the news all over the country and was not meant in that manner.
Right.
So, my apologies. And
let's
just leave it at that.
First and goal.
In the middle of a football game.
He's trying, you know.
Oh, man. Good times.
So got that out of the way.
Oopsie daisy. So a lot of people had a bone to pick with Al Michaels. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, Catherine wrote us and said, I have a bone to pick with the neighbors that were banging around last night, making my dog growl and waking my one-year-old up, who thought it was time to play.
Oh,
and I had to wake up at 3:30 this morning.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. Well, you got those neighbors that are loud.
Mondays are hard enough already.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Also from the text, Tammy wrote and said, my neighbor has a giant blow-up stuff in the yard for Halloween. Too bad they don't look like ghosts. They look like KKK members.
Oh, no. Oh,
really awkward right now.
Well, I've seen some of those. They're interesting.
Some of them, you gotta be careful with those.
Yeah.
When you get close, they do look like ghosts, but from when you're just driving by, let's go to the phones here. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
So, I'm good. How are you this morning?
Doing great. We'd love to hear your bone pick.
So my bone pick is with the idiot that decided that it was okay to be 54 minutes late to his massage appointment and still expect service.
No.
And then argue with me because we charged him. And this is after we rescheduled it once, and then argued that we needed to reschedule it and ask for half credit.
No, dog.
That throws off your whole day. That's so rude when people are late.
And we totally called them. Like 10 minutes into the appointment, we're like, we're just calling to make sure you're on your way. And he says, yeah, we're on our way. So we're thinking like 5-10 minutes.
Sure.
He gets there like 54 minutes in there and he calls. And he's like, we're here for our appointment. I was like so dumbfounded. I didn't even like know what to say at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, sadly we did reschedule him because it's a business and we have to be nice.
You still want
to
take the money. But when people have appointments like that, we need to be a little more courteous. Hairstylist, massage.
I thought it was 15. Most places, 15 minutes if you're 15 with anything, a dinner reservation, you're out.
You're done.
Right.
And it should be that way. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Ann.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a good week. Thank you for calling in.
See, that just stirs up my anger from that meditation class. I was supposed to be all relaxed, and those people walked in late.
Yeah. Breathe, Jenna. Breathe.
From the text. My boyfriend has a bone to pick with me since I took my son to a festival and we came home with a snake.
Oh, my.
Hashtag bone pick Monday.
Come home with a snake?
How'd you come home with a snake? I don't want that in my house, man.
No.
Hi, Melissa.
Melissa? For the new phones.
Melissa?
I know they're working. I'll put Melissa back on, maybe. Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, there he is, my man. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, not too much, man. So my bone pick for today is I just kind of recently moved into a new set of apartment complexes, and it seemed like it was a good place for, like, to have your pet. They have a dog park and everything, so I'm like, okay, this is going to be great for them. Well, I'm about a week or two in, and I've now realized that their place is infested with fleas. The grass, the dog park, everywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, flea bites are the worst, too, because they always get you around the ankles.
Oh,
man. Sorry to hear that, dog.
I had to buy all this extra stuff, give my dog a bath, you know, 3-4 times a week trying to avoid all these. And, like, I didn't sign up for that, you know?
Nobody wants to sign up for the fleas.
I hear you, bro.
And if they're infested, it'll just keep happening.
Yeah.
Right? Unless they...
Never-ending cycle, unless they get it treated or some kind of way.
Thanks, Chris. Sorry, hopefully that clears up for you, man. Ooh, we have a Friday the 13th pick real quick. Annette, how you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. What's your bone pick?
Okay, so as an adult, you're told for Halloween, so I live for October Halloween movies. Get home Friday the 13th, have a snack. I've got 800 channels on my satellite. Not one Friday the 13th movie except for the original on pay-per-view for $12.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's shocking.
It is.
Surprised.
And I did end up watching Friday the 13th 6, which did not make me happy.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
No, it sucks.
It's your least favorite, number 6.
Yeah, number 6 is awful.
It's number 3.
Number 1. The first one is the best and the only one.
How do you not play Friday the 13th on some channel on Friday the 13th?
In October.
I want to know who does the programming for the stations. It really irritates me.
Annette, I wasn't watching TV Friday, but now I'm all riled up.
Yeah. Unfathomable.
I'm with you on that one, Annette. I'm so sorry.
Me too.
Sorry you had to deal with that on Friday. Jeez. Hold on a second. There you go. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. You have a bone to pick with a celebrity, huh?
Yes, I do. Kevin James and CBS. Because I'm sick of the way he keeps begging for people to watch that new show when he killed off the wife. And he didn't have to kill her off. He put in this pitiful article in the New York Daily News yesterday saying, we killed her off because we couldn't come up with storylines. And we can get more stories with Carrie. The same dredged up crap. And you could have kept the new girl. So now you want to beg us to watch you with the old tired story.
Look at passion.
Legitimate bone.
Hey, that is a bone pick right there.
Love your passion.
Candace, that's how you do bone pick. That's how you do it right there.
Love it.
Yeah. Shame on Kevin James.
Shame on you,
Shame
Mr. James.
Him.
Shame on him. Speaking of Kevin James, you could catch him on on the Fat Guy Handbook podcast. White Cheddar got to interview him. Oh, so, really? Yeah.
That's a big interview for the Fat Guy Handbook.
That is. But Candace is not going to listen.
You know who's loving all that is the actress wife that got killed off.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I want everybody to be mad. Right.
Yeah, you tell them.
But she's got another job. She's working.
Yeah.
But,
thanks, Candace.
Thank you, Candace.
Still, you want there to be an uproar when you leave. When I leave, I want people to boycott.
Me too.
What happened to Kelly Raspberry? I'm boycotting. Yeah, that's what I want.
You want slight failure from us if that happens.
It's a little. Oh, my God. It's a little failure. A
little bit.
I mean,
we'll wish you well, but...
But come on, you can't.
I told you I was important.
I think it's a, like, that's a human trait, right? We all want to be special. We're like, if I leave,
you want to miss you.
Like, if you play sports and you get hurt, kind part of you still wants the team to win, but you want your backup to have an awful game.
But not win by much.
Yeah. Barely. Like, oh, man.
Squeak by.
If Kelly would have been on the team that day, we would have killed
him. Slam dunk.
Right. Scott wrote us and said, I have a bone to pick with the Texas lottery. Y'all don't even let me get one number right.
Give him some hope, right?
I feel you, Scott.
Give somebody hope.
I've had it where I bought like 5 tickets. Not one of them had one number.
So frustrating.
Like, how does that happen? Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You have a bone to pick?
Oh, yeah. Mine is actually from Friday the 13th as well.
Oh, no. What happened?
We were going to Dallas. I live in Denton. We were going to Dallas because we were going to go try out this new virtual reality haunted house thing.
Yeah.
And we were on the High 135 and we got in a car accident because we're pretty sure the girl behind us was on her phone. We don't know if she was texting or what, because the two cars in front of us slammed on the brakes and so did we, but you could tell she didn't react until basically she was on us because she hit us so hard.
Oh,
sorry.
You okay? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone was okay. My friend drives a Tahoe, so her Tahoe, it was just like, now her seatbelts don't work, so she can't drive it, so she has a rental. But no, the girl behind us, man, her car is total. Like, it's gone.
Mm. And your neck hurts, right? A little bit.
Yeah, neck back. That's all I got.
Yeah. You always have a little bit of neck.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just for insurance
purposes. Yeah.
We saw a slingshot wrecked when we were on the way to date night.
Oh.
They were out on the interstate in this thing. I mean, like, that was scary. Were you checking the Facebook group page for the slingshot?
No, I didn't.
There was a lot of noise. It was huge. And they wanted everybody. There's an accident on 635. Everybody check in. They wanted to make sure it was nobody in the group.
Oh, got it.
Oh, let me check in.
Alan had to check in as safe.
We rode on the interstate when we went on the slingshot rides with Alan.
Yeah, he had to check in as safe because everybody was, checking in safe. Everybody checking in safe.
Did anyone know who it was?
I don't know. That person didn't check in. They might not have been part of the group.
Oh, let me check. I'm checking in right now.
Okay,
go ahead. I'll check in safe, please, with your non-slingshot having, but Al doesn't have a slingshot. He's in a group.
But I'm in the group.
Speaking of slingshots, Anthony has a slingshot driver bone pick.
Uh-oh.
Hi, my big issue, man, is they're not motorcycles, so don't try to hang out with the bikers.
Ain't nobody trying to hang out with you. No. We're not.
It has a steering wheel and it drives like a car.
Right.
You don't ride
it. It's a stick shift.
But it is registered as a motorcycle.
But it has a car engine.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I don't know why it's registered as a motorcycle. Man, I don't know why.
That is one thing I noticed when I was driving the one that we rented the other day, JC. The motorcycle guys would not give us the wave.
Uh-uh.
No.
They would not. All motorcyclists.
Being snotty about it.
Well, we don't look like motorcyclists.
All motorcyclists, they'd wave at other motorcycles when they see them going
at least
the
opposite
direction. They nod. They give the one finger wave with the one left hand so the right hand can stay on the throttle. No. These guys do not acknowledge the slingshot.
I got a no. Nah, bro.
The guys we saw on Saturday, they had full leather on and helmets.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Hold on, did you laugh a little bit inside, Anthony, when you saw that?
Yeah. I didn't laugh inside. I laughed out loud.
Okay.
what do you ride, man? You ride a Harley or what?
I got a Harley and I got a Boulevard.
You know that slingshot is the only thing their wives would let them have. And they want to dress up.
Hey,
they just want to wear their leather.
It's just as dangerous, kind of.
Yeah.
I felt like it was dangerous.
Yeah, right?
A little bit. I was driving the whole time going, please don't crash.
Please don't crash.
Please nobody look at me.
All right.
Justin says, Jay-Zell's on the phone with us right now.
Jay-Zell.
Hey, Jay-Zell.
Hi. First off, I want to say I never get through to you guys.
Oh, well, you got through this morning. What's going on?
Okay, so my bone to pick is with the Carter family, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, this will be good.
Why are you mad?
What happened?
I work for a private security company that monitors the neighborhood where they brought a giant house. That's ridiculous for their family. But their alarm has been going off for a solid month straight.
They're alive.
Whoa!
Yeah, they haven't been home.
Oh my God! It is the combination of a regular house alarm mixed with about 10 car alarms.
Wow!
I want to go by and do a welfare check.
Well, we know they're fine.
The house,
they haven't been here since Solange did some type of free concert for us, which was nice, but their house sucks. I mean, it's beautiful, but this alarm is driving everybody crazy.
Wow.
I get it. Yeah. That is,
man, I'm with you on that.
That's actually kind of smart. Are you going to break into a house when the alarm is already sounding?
No. Off? I'd be like, somebody's already here.
You know what? Now it's the boy who cried wolf. Yes, I would break into that house.
No, I wouldn't.
Nobody expects it to really be a break-in.
I mean, like, I see your point.
Just put in some earplugs and go. Take what you want.
Somebody beat me to it.
But they haven't even moved into the house, right?
No, they probably have
stuff.
Maybe
it's the alarm that says that they're coming.
Yeah. We'll be there in 3 months. It's just going to go.
They're coming, y'all.
The Beyonce alarm. Hey, we have a bunch of bone of picks that we can get to, but we appreciate your calls and your text messages. Yeah. We do enjoy seeing them.
Yeah. Now your bone to pick is with us because we didn't get to your call.
So maybe next week you could be, you can have your bone to pick with us.
But always text me in too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys.
Are you just giddy? Boy.
So excited right now.
Honestly, do the rest of us need to be here, JC?
Right. I feel like I'm invading.
You do. Because here's the thing. When I'm a fan of somebody, I embarrass myself. Yeah. So I need you guys' support, please.
All right.
Please. Please welcome to the show one of my favorite people right now, Chris Sullivan. Hi, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Chris. It's hard to say Chris because we're so married to Toby right now.
Yeah, do you hate that everybody calls you Toby now, Chris?
No, I happily accept my alter ego.
No, because Toby is getting paid, JC.
Yeah,
that very happy to be a working actor.
Yeah, now, if you don't recognize Chris plays Toby on This Is Us, which is the greatest show ever created.
And Chris, I have to tell you, before we get started, my name is Big Al, and you were just speaking with JC. He wants, at the end of this 10-minute interview, he wants to be your best friend. He wants to exchange numbers and possibly hang out and go to the fair.
Uh-huh. Right.
Go to the fair. I love a fair.
Yeah. Glad we got that out of the way.
Right.
So you've been, when you got this role, I was wondering if it was one of those where you thought, Toby's just going to probably maybe be a side player for the first season and then maybe disappear. Did you think that at first, or did they tell you you're going to be a big part of the show?
No, I mean, I knew I was going to be, as far as the contracts and things went, I knew I was going to be a big part of it. But I think there was a time in the storytelling process where Toby might have had the opportunity to kick off. And
Toby's not going to make it.
A big plot point. I don't know if he always came out the other side of that coffee table. But was very happy to find out that he survives.
Is your personality a lot like the character you play on the show? Because you're very, you're a loving guy. I mean, everybody likes Toby. Yeah. You're quickly becoming a favorite on the show.
Yeah, I think, this is probably the closest to my actual person that I've ever, that a character has ever come for me. You know, I'm a 6'4", big dude, and so I play a lot of characters. I play a lot of tough guys. I am not a tough guy.
That makes JC so happy.
It does make me happy.
this is probably as close as I've come in my career to playing myself.
I'm sure women come up to you on the street and they're emotional and they say how much the episode touched them. Or whatever. Are guys doing that as well on the street, coming up to you and maybe tearing up?
one of my favorite moments from season one. I was up early. I was walking around my neighborhood down to the coffee shop, and I had this hoodie on that was a cast. The only cast and crew have that says 36 on the front, and then on the back it says the big three. And this giant dude, like my size, with neck tattoos, shaved head, he even had a face tattoo. He's carrying boxes out of a truck, and he came up. He starts walking towards me, and I was like, it's too early for this. And he goes, "Where'd you get that sweatshirt?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm." And then he goes, "Oh, wait! Oh, you're the dude! You're the guy!" He was apparently a huge fan of the show, and it was one of the more unexpected encounters with a male fan.
It's got to be cool because you never know how a show is going to impact the audience, right? You never know if it's going to be a big hit. Maybe it's just one of those that's around for a couple seasons. But this one, you guys have longevity. You already know that.
I think so. Yeah, the amazing things about creating a TV show that tells a good story is that just telling a good story isn't enough, that there's a lot of support from NBC, there's a lot of support from Fox, our studio, and, you know, you have to put it out, you have to advertise it, you have to get it to the people, you have to make sure the people know it's on, and so it's kind of an amazing team of people who are making this thing work.
Yeah, and the writing's so good, mm-hmm. Chris. We're talking to Chris Sullivan, he plays Toby on This Is Us. It's good because a lot of the characters seem like the perfect person, but you guys also have those flaws, and they highlight those flaws in episodes.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the great things about this show is the balance in all the characters. There's, you know, Toby is a great guy, but he tends to throw little tantrums.
Yeah, your tantrum over the sister, the twin relationship. Yeah. Twins are annoying, but...
Yeah, and so it's nobody's perfect. Nobody is all easygoing all the time. Nobody's all funny. Nobody's all sad. And I think that's kind of... It's great because every actor on the show gets a chance to really inhabit a full right. character.
Is this one of those shows like with Scandal? It's wrapping up this season. Shonda Rhimes said, I knew where this story was beginning and ending, and it has to end. Is This Is Us that way, or is this going to be just like, maybe it's an unexpected hit for the creators, so they're just going to keep it going, or does this have a finite story that has an end?
Well, the answer to the question is I don't know. I don't know if Dan Fogelman, the creator, has an idea about where this all ends. But the structure of the show that he has set up is kind of open-ended because you can jump forward in time, you can jump backward in time. So even when characters, you know, leave the show or pass away or whatever it is, there's always an opportunity to bring them back to...
through a memory
or jumping ahead or jumping back. And so as far as I can tell, this could go on for a long time.
That's a comfy gig.
I hope so.
So is ours, sir. Yeah. A long time.
Well, there's so many questions that are being answered. You know, people are clamoring for these answers, and once the answers are given, then they have to...
There's more answers.
They have to come up with new questions.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And that's the beauty of the show, right?
Yeah, I think Dan is a very skilled storyteller, and the way that they answer questions and raise new ones is mathematical. You know, it's very strategic, and they know that the audience is going through a lot of emotional reaction to things, and they take that responsibility. They don't take it lightly, and they deal with the audience's emotion with a great deal of respect, and they kind of honor that relationship.
Chris, do you feel like Milo is feeling the heat? Because everybody was talking about Jack the first season and a little bit this season. Everybody, Jack's the greatest. And I think everybody's feeling like now Toby's making a run for it. Because Milo, in interviews, has been saying that Toby is who killed Jack.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that, Chris?
No, I heard it was Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel. I like that theory.
I heard it was Miguel. He murdered Jack to steal his beautiful Mandy Moore wife.
To steal Rebecca.
Who is your favorite character when you're watching, of course, other than your own character? Who's your favorite storyline to watch?
Yeah, outside of me and Chrissy, you know, I love Kevin. I love Justin Hartley's character. I think Justin is giving a really, like, he makes me laugh more than anyone on the show. He gives a really nuanced performance, and he's such a good actor. Yeah. I actually learned quite a bit about acting just by watching him.
Cool.
So, half the time when he's doing an acting scene, when he's like in a movie or a show, I'm like, is he acting right now, or is he acting? Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. He's so good at that.
He's so good.
How was Sylvester Stallone on set? Because I saw you posting a picture with him.
Sylvester Stallone is an incredible man. We met on Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and he is just a Hollywood legend and a rock star. And he walks on set, puts everyone at ease, and gets to work.
Well, look, Chris, we could talk to you for hours. Mm-hmm. And
JC,
by the way,
especially
I know
JC.
I could.
I love it.
But I know you're a busy man. Make sure you catch This Is Us with Chris, starring as Toby. New episode tomorrow night on NBC. And fun fact about Chris Sullivan, he was the voice of the Geico
Mike.
What?
Camel.
Shut up. I would have led with that.
Now you know, everyone. I wanted to talk This Is Us.
Call us back.
Chris, we got to hang out soon, okay? So we can talk about that.
All right, cool.
All right, bye, buddy.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I knew if I would have led with that, that's all you were
talking
about.
That's all
we were
talking about, yeah.
Yeah. This is Chris Sullivan on the Geico commercial.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Oh,
guess what
God.
Day it I is? Know. Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Donnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to be
that's pretty cool.
Of the most popular commercials of the last decade.
I checked on renting camels because of that commercial. I was going to have ride the camel in the parking lot day or something. I don't know what I was going to do.
But. Wow.
Yeah, now you can rent Chris.
Animal rights all over that.
Isn't that cool?
That's very
fun
cool.
Little fact about him.
Fun fact.
Man, I didn't get to talk to him about being on Stranger Things because I feel his character Benny could have gone a long way, but they killed him off.
I've got never enough time.
Yeah. Well, you hit him on Twitter, dude.
Couldn't talk about he's Taserface and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I want to talk to him about that.
Why don't you just go ahead and talk about everything right now that you wanted to ask him about? Go through your questions.
He's not here.
You know what you should do is what? Just like maybe look at Big Al and pretend that he is Toby.
Right.
He's not.
And just express to him what you wanted to say to Toby. Not to Chris, but to Toby.
My name is not Toby. My name is not Toby.
Is that Arnold?
My name is not Toby. I've tried. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Roots?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were Kunta doing
Kente,
Arnold.
Yeah?
When,
come on,
I thought you were doing Arnold when he goes, it's not a tumor.
No, he's doing my name is not Toby. Come on, guys.
It's so amazing.
Oh, man, that was cool. Oh, man.
You all right now?
That was not long enough for me, but hey. Whatever. Hey,
that's right.
Good day. Hey, you guys want to play Win Give?
Yeah.
All right, let's get somebody to play at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hook me up with a number, Jenna.
23.
Call number 23, you get to play.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, the name of the game is Play, Win, Give.
Mm-hmm.
The amount you can win is up to $1,000. Now, here's how it works. You get $500 of that $1,000, and then we write a check to your favorite charity for the other $500. That's how much you can win.
Assuming you get all five questions correct.
Let's meet our contestant. Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are y'all?
Doing good. Awesome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Monday.
Thank you.
What are you up to right now?
I'm trying to get ready for work, but I'm kind of too excited now. So.
Oh.
What are you going to wear today? Yeah. What are you wearing today?
Al, have you learned nothing?
I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm walking around in yoga pants.
Yeah, until you figure out what you want to wear.
That's
right. See, a lot of people like to plan out their wardrobe the night before. I guess that saves you some time.
It does. I say I'm going to do it every day.
But I'm like you, Lauren. I like feeling panicky, you know?
You do?
I like to panic and feel like I'm going to be late because I don't know what I'm going to wear. That's what I like to do.
It's the thrill every day.
What do you do for work, Lauren?
I'm a realtor and a property manager in Austin.
Oh, look
all
at
right.
you.
Good deal. Mm.
Slanging some properties over
slanging.
Here. Slanging.
Slanging houses.
Yeah. here's how Play, Win, Give will work for you, okay? We have five questions, each of them worth $100. Whatever one you get right, you get $100 for it. You can win up to $500 for you, and then that would mean $500 for your charity of choice, which is what?
St. Jude's.
Getting a lot of love in this contest.
Yeah, right?
That's a popular one right there.
And well, they have powerful commercials on TV.
They do.
You've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
They make you tear up a little bit. So we would definitely want to win a lot of money for them. Okay. Are you ready to play, Lauren?
I am.
All right. Let's get to it. Here is your first question for $100. In 1867, the United States purchased Alaska from what country?
Ooh.
Just take a guess.
Remember what Sarah Palin said?
No.
No.
I
can see Russia from my house.
The answer is Russia. That was a little tough one, you know.
That was kind of tough.
That one's hard.
A lot of us, if we didn't remember what Sarah Palin said, would have forgotten that
one. I would not have gotten that one either.
That's a tough one.
I can see Russia. She got a lot of grief for that.
Yeah, we'll keep going. Jenna, you got the second question for her.
Sure. In the film Babe, what type of animal was Babe?
It was a pig.
Yeah.
Lauren's on the board with $100. Big Al Max got your third question.
All right.
What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand?
Oh, right hand. Is that the, like, torch?
Oh. That is correct.
Yes.
Don't let her question it. Ding. Yes.
Yeah. Holding it high, too.
That was very good.
Here's one. You got a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
It's a true or false. In Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Juliet is a Montague?
Uh-huh.
Is that true or false?
The only other word I know is Capulet.
Is she a Montague? Is that true or false?
Is she a Montague? I think, yes. True?
No, she's Capulet.
You had it right. She is a Capulet.
Juliet Capulet.
I would have so gotten that wrong.
What is a Montague?
That's their last name.
It's Romeo. Their family. Romeo Montague. The Montagues.
They were enemies.
Got it.
They were star-crossed lovers.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever read Romeo and Juliet? Have you seen the movie at least?
Entirely.
Have you seen any of the movies?
Romeo. I know that.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Do you know how it ends, Al?
Somebody dies.
Yeah, somebody does.
Don't spoil it for me.
Did you see that movie with Lil Romeo where he plays basketball, though?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Let's give her another question.
Okay, we got your last question right here. So you can win $300. You have $200 in your pocket right now. Which athlete has won the most Olympic medals?
Is it Michael Phelps?
That is
true! These are hard.
Yeah.
You did a good job, Lauren.
Great job.
Thank you.
You got $300 for yourself. We're going to write a check to St. Jude's on your behalf for $300. Everybody's happy.
Yep.
What are you going to do with...
We're going to throw in a Capulet.
Yeah, a Capulet or a Montague. One of those. What are you going to do with $300, Lauren?
Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. She's going to thank us. That's what she's going to do.
300 times.
Hey, you.
I'll probably buy stuff for my dog.
Aw.
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Charlie.
Are you going to dress him up for Halloween like Jenna dresses her pug?
Yeah, it's because I need to come up with something better than a hot dog since he's a dachshund. Nothing fits him. He has no shoulders.
Aw.
Poor guy.
You got to get him in the gym.
Shoulder day.
Yeah. You skipping shoulder day, bro? All right. Lauren, hold on. First, we'll get you all set up with your $300 just like that. We'll play again tomorrow around the same time. 7:20 Central is when we play. Play, win, give. Actually, we're not, because you know what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow's Kids' Day.
Taking a day off tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back with it on Wednesday. Because tomorrow we're going to try to raise money for our trip to Walt Disney World with our 50 families. It's the only day we try to raise money, so don't forget. Kids' Day is tomorrow. I saw that Justin, part-time Justin, has been hanging out with everyone this weekend.
Yeah, he makes the rounds on the weekend.
I like that about him, because he makes sure that he gets a little of everyone.
Smart.
In each weekend.
A little bit of everyone's
He gets
money.
A lot for free.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't pay for any dinners.
Fully aware of that, Justin.
Yeah, Justin didn't even offer. We went to a movie. I got the movie tickets and the food.
Yeah, I was like,
what? You didn't offer?
Yeah. No, my girlfriend Jenna got it. Yeah.
She's a sugar mama.
I'm going to stop doing this. He came by the bar. And so he's just... So I'm like, hey, Justin, what's up? Hey, Big Al. And he's just standing there like, would you like a drink? Yeah. He wants to go get him a drink.
Is that how he says it? Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Do you give yourself a pep talk before you go out and how you're going to get everything for free?
No, I just smile, because whenever I was like, I know y'all rolling. So whenever I see it, I'm like, you know what? Let's see. Last night's dinner, I did not expect to pay for it.
Well, I didn't pay for it either.
Yeah, none of us.
Yeah,
no.
That was nice. We have a very generous friend who picked up the tab.
So Jenna bought me dinner on Friday. JC, you bought me dinner on Saturday.
Yeah, JC's been really upset about people not paying for dinner Saturday.
No one paid?
Why don't some you did. Offer?
You don't
get upset because somebody else paid?
No, it was someone's birthday party. I wasn't going to be paying for some dinner that's what you do.
Everyone chips in for the birthday girl.
I showed up with a gift.
He did. He brought bubbles. He brought her a unicorn bubble blower.
And she loved it.
Oh, she loved it.
Yes.
Okay. Which was ahead of the party. But I knew I was going to pay for Justin, because as soon as he would get a drink, he would look at me cheers me and say, thanks, JC. So I was, it's not like I was, you know, blindsided by this. So yeah. I was already going in knowing Justin was going to benefit from the birthday dinner.
You're like that girl that gets dressed up to go out on Saturday night. No, she's looking hot.
No money in her pocket.
She's just going to show up looking good and just stand there at the bar. And some guy's going to say, hey, babe, can I buy you a drink?
I already had a credit card with me, yes.
But I don't mind this because Justin brings the party.
Thank you.
You know, he's it feels a beating to be around. I would be upset. But since he makes everything pretty fun and he gets people riled up and wilding out and everybody dancing and drinking and having a good time.
So technically he's working.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. It's a trade.
I'm paying him to be a party starter, and if it just costs me a couple of drinks and a dinner, that's cool with me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Well, he fell asleep next to me.
Did fall asleep. I was so tired.
We left, so I paid for the movie. We didn't even stay for it.
Oh.
The thing is, what I do with Jenna, though, is I act like I'm going to pay, where I'm like reaching for my wallet.
He went to the bathroom. I took him to the nice theater where you get to eat dinner during the movie.
Those can get pretty expensive if they sneak up on you.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was $100 night for us.
Thank you. Yeah, you feel it, you pull it out, and then Jenna's like, oh, I already got it. And you're like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure.
That hasn't been happening lately because I've been putting him through a series of tests to see if he would make a good roommate. And since he doesn't offer to pay for anything, I've decided ultimately no way.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
I'd be living for free.
If we were to guesstimate the total amount of free stuff Justin got from us this weekend. Jenna on Friday, probably about $50 with drinks and dinner and the movie.
Oh yeah, it was over. It was over $100. It was IMAX.
Okay,
yeah,
with dinner.
So we're at $100 with Justin so far. On Saturday, he came out to Big Al's bar.
Yeah, I know. I gave him a drink. I'm assuming Caroline did as well. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I think she did. I think she did. Well, I pulled a beer from the bucket that was next to them.
Beer bucket.
Yeah. The little bucket at the table.
Okay.
Right, and so then JC got me all the drinks
and
the dinner.
That's easily 50.
And
right?
I got the salmon, girl. I got the grilled salmon.
Yeah,
it
was so good.
Shrimp on top.
So you saved 250, maybe $300 over the
year. I sure did.
He doesn't save money, though. That's what's so funny here. He always has a new outfit.
Here's the thing. He knows.
He's not saving money.
So if he says, okay, Jenna got me this weekend for $50 to $100. I can go buy myself an outfit for that
much. Exactly.
Because you would have spent that anyways on food.
But that's investment pieces, okay? The clothing that I buy are lit in public. And I got this amazing outfit idea for Jingle Ball, just y'all way. Okay?
But you take them back.
I would be jingling all of them, okay?
But hold on.
Deck the halls.
But you take the outfit back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do take it back.
Know he does this. He wears outfits and then takes them back.
That's pretty. Al, didn't you used to do that sometimes?
No,
you just would put him.
That is wrong.
You put him on layaway
and
then
$200, and you're only gonna wear it once. Take it back.
Then don't buy $200 things. I can buy things for like. I got a sweater for $9.99.
Ross, bro. Boom. Go with Kelly. Go shopping with Kelly.
Yeah.
Man, Target's got some good stuff right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just like to look good. And you know who else was looking good, though, this weekend?
Who was looking good, Justin?
Dr. Ex-girlfriend was looking good this weekend.
Girlfriend?
She was here, Big Al.
Yeah.
What was she doing in town, big boy?
A big football game she wanted to come in for. And hanging out. She was just hanging out with everybody, all of our friends. And she even came to your party.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, she did. First thing I asked, I was like, oh, hey, Dr. Grimm, where's Al? And she goes, oh, no, he's back. He's back working.
Dude, this is a busy weekend for us. We got a big football game. Like, so.
You were well represented by Dr. Grimm.
So, yeah, she came in and she made her rounds. She went to another little birthday party for a friend of hers. She, you know, everybody got to see her.
Where did she stay?
Yeah.
She stayed at my house.
Oh.
Who? Well, she was going to stay with a friend, right?
Sure, of course.
And then she said... She was going to stay with a friend.
Okay, so let me ask, why did you break up if you're still going to sleep together and see each other?
Well, she was going to stay with a friend, and she asked me via text message. Mm-hmm. She goes, would you like for me to stay at your house?
Of course you would.
I'm like, sure. Yeah, sure. I couldn't say no.
Okay. So you guys stayed together?
Yeah. And she got to hang out with Curtis.
Yeah.
She got to hang out with Curtis.
Of course.
And she brought her dog.
Yeah.
So.
You got some candles.
Sophie.
You sure the new house?
I did. We all went by after dinner. There was six or eight, two carloads, and we went to dinner Friday night. And so we all stopped by, and she got to see it. We all got to see it. And hung out over the weekend.
Does she go home already, or is she still
at
the place?
She goes this afternoon.
So she's at the house right now?
Yeah.
So what I asked you earlier... you blew me off. I was like joking around. Yeah. Like, I was like, I've got something. I was like, oh, she's still at your house. And he blew me off. And she really was. Yeah. I was joking.
Yeah. Why are you broken up if you still text and talk every day and she stays with you when you come into town? I mean, it's fine, but why'd you break up?
Well, I don't know. It just wasn't quite working.
So what does breaking up mean? That you get to see other people?
I've been in situations where I've broken up before, but you still have that feeling. One toe in the...
Yeah.
Not completely out the door. You're still kind of keeping the door open. Eventually, the door will shut. It's just kind of hard when there's really no bad feelings. Like, there wasn't a big fight.
So it's kind of
hard to just completely cut it off. I get what you're doing.
Yeah. It's hard. Because you guys were together so long.
But why are you breaking up?
Well, I mean, because, like I said, it wasn't working. I guess
she's going to be gone for two more years,
The distance. Yeah, she's going to be gone for another year and 8 months, I think it is.
It's just hard.
And I'm just really, really, really busy right now at this time. And she is, too. She was just studying for some huge test that she passed. And so, you know, it was just one of those things. The timing is wrong.
Do you feel like boyfriend and girlfriend when she visits like that, though? Does it feel like that? Like nothing changed? It does, right?
I guess a little bit, you know, but like I said,
familiarity.
Yeah. And I'm not dating anybody, so she was doing her thing, though. It wasn't like she came exclusively to see me, like she has in years past. I mean, she does have a lot of friends here. She spent 5 years here.
When you guys first see each other, how's the greet? Is it a hug or is it a hug and a kiss?
Yeah, it's a hug. It's probably a hug and a kiss, yeah.
They're all so nosy.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kiss and tell.
Would you ever get back if the situation was right?
I don't know. We might never say never, right? I'm not going to say we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked about it.
By the way, masterful job, Justin, in getting the attention away from you and your mooching over to the doctor girlfriend.
Story. Oh, yeah, he calculated that.
No, that's well done. I just realized that. I was like, hold on one second. What are we talking about? Enabling Justin over here? And we're talking about Dr. Girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my man. Masterful job at that.
No problem.
Yeah.
I got you.
Anything else crazy happened this weekend, Justin?
You owe me $8.
Yo, $8?
Okay, two drinks, $16.
Two drinks.
And yeah. Kelly,
two drinks are $16?
One's eight. I think. What'd you drink? Vodka something?
No, I had a Dos Equis.
Yeah, $6. Give me $6.
That make you choke up?
Yeah, I did. Just a little bit.
That's for bringing up Dr. X's girlfriend. If you had kept your mouth shut.
I know.
Probably would have been free, dude.
Well, the thing is that he was like, do you want one? Like, do you want a beer? I was like, sure, Big L.
I sell beers. I ask everybody if they want a drink.
He's waiting for me to pull out my wallet, Justin. And I'm looking at him. You offered.
So. Hold on. So if a waiter or a waitress comes up to you at the restaurant,
that's what
they do. Would you like some food? You expect them to pay for it?
No, but he didn't have the staff shirt on. Or the thing that said, I heart my job.
I can see where you're confused.
But it was fun. It was lit. You guys are so much fun. We were like BFFs, you know.
You spread your love all over the place this week.
I did. I love you guys.
It was good to see you. Thank you for showing up with the present, Justin.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for a really good time. I had a really good
free time.
I don't remember all of it, but I had
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a lot of This Is Us lovers texting us saying they love the interview with Toby. Chris Sullivan was on the show.
Nice.
If you missed the interview, you can catch it at KidNation.com. We'll post it up for you a little bit later.
How do you feel after that interview?
I feel like we're friends now.
Yeah.
I feel good about
it. Best friends.
Yeah, BFFs. I wanted to talk to him longer, but it's okay. Speaking of TV shows, The Walking Dead. The TV's number one show, The Walking Dead, returns next Sunday, October 22nd. Okay. It's already back, 9, 8 Central. We want to send you and a friend to L.A. for The Walking Dead's 100th episode premiere.
Hmm. Wow.
And if you want to win, all you got to do is go to KidNation.com. Tell us how many eyeballs are in the jar. Jenna's eaten a couple.
I ate one.
Subtract a couple from your final tally. It seems someone has been collecting eyeballs from the dead, and we've acquired quite a collection, so we put it in the fridge.
They're gummy, okay?
All eyeballs are gummy, of course. Ugh. If you want to see them, go to KidNation.com. Guess the total amount for the chance to attend The Walking Dead 100 premiere night and Talking Dead Live, hosted by Chris Hardwick. Plus, win passes to The Walking Dead attraction at Universal Studios Hollywood. Be sure to tune in to see the season premiere of The Walking Dead next Sunday, October 22nd, 9, 8 Central on AMC. And when you win this, I mean, you're literally going to win, pack your bags, and you got to go.
Yeah, the next day, you're out.
The very next day, you got to go. Winner announced Thursday, you leave for Friday, for L.A. on Friday.
Okay. Make sure your weekend is clear.
Yeah. Clear that weekend up, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Is that a cool date, Kelly, if a guy calls you up and says, hey, What are you doing tomorrow? Nothing. I don't have any plans. Pack a bag. We're leaving.
Yeah. I think that's incredibly sexy.
Yep.
So sexy.
But, you know.
It's not practical if the person
is a mom.
If you
don't have plans.
Right. Yeah, make sure they don't have plans. And then sweep them off.
Okay. I remember a guy I was dating wanted to surprise me and fly in. And he was trying to arrange it with my friend. She said, don't do that.
Don't surprise Kelly like that.
Because I've got, you're going to show up and I have all these things scheduled. And I'm like, how am I going to, surprise, yay.
Yeah, Kelly keeps
but
a big
timer. But I've got these things I have to do.
Kelly books up. Yeah,
it would stress
I'd
Kelly
slam
out.
The front door of my house and be like, "I need a few minutes.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I need to bleach my bathtub. Like, I need to like clean.
That's
you
not,
know,
that's not cool to surprise somebody like that all the time.
I need to clean for a guest.
Yeah, Jenna got
to
clean. She got to go wax. She got to do her nails. Everything. Everything's got to be done. Hey, I got some tidbit news for you guys.
Okay,
it's time for tidbit news.
Please,
this one's criminal edition, Big Al.
Okay, come on.
A former employee robbed a KFC in Louisiana earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he was wearing a ski mask, one of his ex-co-workers recognized him, and he was asked, quote, Cleveland, is that you? And the robber replied, quote, nah, it's not me. He was arrested for armed robbery.
No, it's not me.
Nah, it's not me. And another dumb bank robber over here, 26-year-old guy robbed a bank in Florida last Thursday. He actually Googled the phrase, how to rob a bank. He was arrested.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't do it on your personal computer, people. Mm. You're going to get
caught. I'm curious now. I want to Google that.
How to rob a bank?
To see what they say.
Just don't rob a bank after.
I mean, what do you need to know?
I don't know. Right? Exactly.
Now I'm all curious. Right. I want to Google it.
How to rob a, and then the first things that start popping up. The first thing that pops up is how to rob a drug dealer.
Whoa!
I'm not Googling.
How to rob a beehive. That's so funny.
Oh, because you want the honey for free, yeah.
Yeah.
And real quick, this last one. A guy in New Zealand recently took his black cat to the vet because it was acting all weird, so they put it on anti-anxiety meds. Then a week later, he realized it wasn't actually his cat. It was his neighbor's black cat.
Oh, that's thing was freaking out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, before we get to Love Letters to Kelly, a little shout out to Logic, the rapper.
Okay.
You've heard this song, right?
Yeah.
It's called, it's 1-800-273-8255, which is the
suicide prevention
hotline. So if you're having a rough time or you need help, you need to talk to someone, you dial that phone number and somebody will help you.
Right.
And, you know, it's really cool. It's free. It's nobody's going to throw your business out there. You just get somebody to talk to one-on-one and it'll be all good. But what he did is he got together with Juanes, who's very popular in the Latin world and with Spanish music.
Yeah.
And they remixed the 1-800 song into a Spanish version. This is what it sounds like.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine.
I know it sounds like English because it is.
Oh, yeah.
Y ya no quiero esperar por alguien que venga a salvarme. No puedo esperar, te voy. No puedo sanar.
He's saying, I don't want to wait for somebody to come save me. So that's Juanes, right? And ladies, you would love Juanes if you haven't gotten into his music.
I'm going to Google image him.
Yeah,
should. Do they say the number in Spanish?
They don't say the number at all in the song.
Oh, okay.
That's just the title of the song. So,
gotcha.
People are aware that there is help out there.
There's Juanes.
I told you.
From Colombia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get some Juanes for you,
Kelly.
Oui, oui.
That's French.
No, that's French.
CC
would be better.
CC, senor.
Colombiano. All right, Kelly, the love expert is in the house. Are you ready for Monday's
not
edition?
Not a foreign language expert, apparently.
No.
I'm all about amor.
Amor.
Amore.
Amor. All right, let's do this.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. We do not share a household and won't unless we are married. I'm a professional woman who takes pride in my independence, both personally and financially. But this week he asked for my hand in marriage.
Oh,
a complete shock. Sweet, right? Well, this marriage proposal came with a stipulation. A prenup. This has never been discussed by either one of us during our entire relationship. I was taken by surprise and a little insulted. I could understand if we had talked about it before or even discussed marriage, but the subject has never come up. It isn't like he's in a profession that makes 6 figures a year. I financially contribute to this relationship. I pay for vacations, dinners. I'm just completely confused. If he does have assets that are worthy of a prenup, I'm unaware of their existence. Now I'm questioning our whole relationship. Has he been hiding these things all this time? If so, what else do I not know? Does he think I'm just looking for money? My thoughts are, if you feel the need for a prenup, you don't trust that person and you shouldn't be marrying them. I haven't given him an answer and I haven't accepted the ring because my mind's going a million different directions. What's your advice, Melinda?
Well, to sit down and talk with him about all your feelings you just expressed to me. I mean, I had so many people, and Alan did too, coming at us about that.
Yeah.
But see, we have children, and, you know, that's a little different when you have children involved, but we ultimately decided not to get one. But it was a discussion we had very calmly. So it is uncomfortable. It is awkward because you feel like, yeah, are we setting ourselves up? Yeah, it's a plan B. It's an exit plan.
Yeah.
But just with the way, you know, life is, everyone says it's a mature, responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, your feelings are hurt. So it's worth, you know, going out, having a glass of wine and discussing it and discussing your feelings. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker.
Sometimes there's a family that might be, hey, you know, we got some family money over here.
Yeah, it could be mom or dad on his side saying, hey.
And your prenup can be whatever it is you want it to be. I mean, there are all sorts of prenups, like where a man who maybe does have a lot of money requires certain things of his wife in the relationship. And, you know.
A contract, basically?
There are contracts that keep you under a certain weight.
What?
Yes. I mean, there are extreme, I know.
So if the woman breaks that contract rule.
It's in the prenup.
He can get out and he's.
There's all sorts of reasons.
On paper. Yeah.
It could be beyond a financial thing. It could be, you just need to discuss where that's coming from. It could be pressures from other people. It could be.
So wait a second. Like when you're getting divorced, you pull out the scale. Like I want a divorce and step on this scale, baby.
It's about letting yourself go. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that's okay. Gosh. I'm just saying a lot of people, you can put whatever you want in there.
Oh, it's your contract.
It's worth having a discussion over.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not saying it's a deal breaker, but yeah, to propose with it, and when he's on his knee says, can we get a prenup first? Mm. When did that come up? Alan proposed to me and that didn't come up immediately.
Yeah, that's like when you're getting your marriage license.
It took a minute to soak in. Yeah, we're getting married. And then people started suggesting it and it came up. It just wasn't like down on one knee. Hey, Kelly, I want to marry you, but you know, can we talk about a prenup first?
I need you to sign this.
Yeah.
That's a little awkward on that.
Oh, that's weird. I'm still hung up on the weight thing. Hey, Tanya, you want to go grab dinner tonight? I can't. I got to make wait for my divorce.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I did a dumb thing about 8 months ago or so. I had an affair. Yeah. And I made a huge mess of my life in more ways than I ever considered. I lost my job and almost my career. I lost friends. And that's not even all of it. Since then, I came clean and I've been taking my punishments. My husband and I have started working things out. Things are even better than they were before. I realized in this situation who really loves me unconditionally and who loves me conditionally. Now, I know this affair will have a lasting effect on all of us, but I feel hung up on the other guy. Why am I still missing him? I can go for periods of time where I'm good, and then I get a reminder somehow. I see him in public. We have not spoken or made eye contact even, and it hurts again. I try to avoid any possible public interactions, and I'm somewhat successful. I also still have dreams about him, which just start the feeling and hurt all over again. I heard you tell someone that they want to hold on to their pain in a way, so that's why I'm trying to make myself let go and not wallow in my stupid mess anymore. Do you have any suggestions or advice to get my mind in the right place?
How can you tell somebody to get their mind off something? You know, for me, I can only tell you what worked for me. I wouldn't allow myself to go there. Now, there was a time when I would wallow in depression or grief or whatever I was going through. I would allow myself a time limit to wallow in it.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got that kind of time. You were luckily forgiven by your husband. You need to just say, thank God. And every time the feelings for the last person come into your mind, you just immediately replace them with prayers of gratitude. Oh, my husband loves me so much. It's a miracle he's forgiven me. And just concentrate on that. Don't allow yourself to wallow in the thoughts. I can't help you during your dream life. Eventually, those will, you know, go away, I guess. But, you know, sometimes you can consciously talk to yourself in your dreams, too, and say, this isn't acceptable. But that's, you know, that's probably real deep stuff. But, yeah, just don't allow yourself. That's all I can tell you to do. And you do have control. You can't control when thoughts pop in your mind, but you can control how long they stay there.
Yeah. Brush them off. Get them out of it.
You go put on a song and start singing a song that, you know, then you got an earworm in your head. So all you can think about is this song. You go running. You call your husband immediately and say, hey, let's go out for dinner tonight. We need to have some, anything. Replace it immediately. Don't allow yourself to dwell in the thought. That's the only advice I can offer you.
Got it.
Solid.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I want to begin with letting you know that some good came from you oversharing on your, you and Alan's podcast.
Yeah, our sexy time.
Yes. Abracadabra!
I realize that I'm not alone. While you and Alan are still newlyweds, we're still in our 20s, and we've been married for 4 years. And I just feel like my husband and I have never figured out our laundry schedules. Mm. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, he's up for laundry. But the rest of the week, no laundry shall be done.
Oh, man.
I've tried scheduling laundry sessions, but that didn't work out. It just felt planned and weird, and I guess I still want some spontaneity. There's no other issues in our relationship. We're both young. We're healthy. We don't have any kids. We're both very happy. When you do find a solution, I have faith in you, Kelly Raspberry.
That I will share it.
I would love to hear it. That way, maybe we could finally end this weekend-only morning routine. Signed, Brooke.
Well, Brooke, the only thing I can say is you sit like just exactly like me. Everything else is so incredibly wonderful, and you still have weekends. You know, so it's just like, things happen during the week, and so
you concentrate
on the wonderful and not on the nights that you go without.
Right.
And that's the only thing. And there is no, just embracing the wonderful, because everything is 100% wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, during the week, it's hard. In your situation, you don't have kids. We have kids. I got to pack lunches. I got laundry to do. And we're just bushed. That's my favorite word. We're bushed.
Well, should she dress up like her favorite superhero, like Catwoman?
Sure. I think as women, we focus on what's wrong instead of focusing on what's right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, just celebrate what's right.
And maybe, and I don't know if she's tried this before, but speaking as a guy, Al,
if
when we say we're tired, if it's during the week, maybe I'm tired, I can't.
If the girl puts the move on.
If you put the move on,
it's about 3 seconds.
All of a sudden, we're like, wait a minute.
You know what, JC, that's an excellent point.
We won't turn
that
down.
That's an excellent point. Yeah.
You're right.
A woman puts more effort into it, a man will typically respond. You're right.
We'll get into our own heads about it, right? Yeah. Like, why isn't, you're both laying there. Why isn't he making the move? Like, girls think the guy should make the move, and then
he's just tired.
But who really cares?
Yeah, like, even if he says he's tired and you're not, just go for it. Because we will get untired really quick. And then we'll go back to tired after.
that's a wonderful, JC, thank you.
Yeah.
I might take your advice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kelly. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Yeah, okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating a little over a year, and things could not be going better.
Yay.
He's an amazing boyfriend, and honestly makes me a better person. One of the things I like best about him is how down-to-earth he is. He's a breath of fresh air in this materialistic world we live in. Hmm. But one thing has always bothered me.
He's cheap.
Uh-oh.
He's cheap.
Uh-oh. Is he cheap?
He is missing a bottom front tooth.
Oh.
Due to the way his teeth formed, he had the dental work to have a space to for a fake tooth to be put in, but he never followed through. He says it doesn't bother him. I've never brought it up, but it bothers me. He has a retainer that he can wear that has a fake tooth on it, but he never wears it. He only occasionally wears it at night to keep his other teeth straight, so I guess he cares about that. I have a work function coming up, and I really want him to come, but how do I politely ask him to please wear his retainer? It would mean a lot for him to meet all my coworkers, but not at the expense of hurting his feelings. Do I politely ask for this one event or keep my priorities straight and focus on not being bothered by it? Tanya.
Oh, that's a tough
That
one.
Is a tough... I mean, honestly, that's really, really hard.
I wouldn't know how to approach that with a chick.
Because his feelings might get hurt, but...
Yeah, but... Oh, man.
That's so tough.
That is tough.
You got to let it go.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like you're talking about a lifetime of... I'm not saying it makes him a bad person, but it's...
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Teeth are so important.
Yeah. I mean, it really does change a person. But how do you approach the subject of maybe getting a permanent dental implant? How do you approach that?
Gift card.
In a nice way.
Yeah,
I mean, if she surprised him with like, oh, I got you a gift card for a tooth. Oh, my gosh. That would be awful.
Do they sell those?
How do you? I mean, you bring it up from a loving place, but it's still going to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
I mean,
buy him a tooth and put it in a little box.
The reverse tooth fairy.
I mean, oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Because there's going to be a lot of double looks, right? When they're at the party with all of the coworkers, and there are going to be a lot of double takes. Like, hey.
I guess it depends. I have to see it because, like, I kind of like messed up teeth. Is that weird?
Shut up. A missing.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
I mean, I like teeth. Like, guys can get away with that. You know, we always talk about that. Guys get away with so much more than girls, like scars on the face and all these things we find to be like, oh, that's rugged and charming.
All right.
I don't know. That's tough.
Just say he played hockey.
But this is the thing, if you're attracted to him and you love him, then don't you just embrace it?
But if it bought.
Why is it bothering you? Because you care so much about what other people think?
But it's...
What?
A missing tooth is a big deal.
But she says things could not be going better. He's down to her. She loves him.
I know.
And he's not materialistic and...
But he does have the tooth and he can wear it. So for the to meet everybody at the work function to wear the tooth...
Wear the tooth.
It's sort of like, okay, he wears nothing but tank tops and shorts all the time.
Shout out.
But if he's going to a work function, you'd want him to wear a suit.
Hey, what are you wearing? My suit and your tooth?
So, you love him wearing tank tops and shorts around the house, a la JC.
So,
but you know when you go to work,
he's going out
suit.
Teeth.
Here's what
so,
you
So, it's like, how do you approach that?
This is what my wife does when she's embarrassed of my tank tops. She sets up my wardrobe. So, she will put what I'm going to wear on the...
Stumped on this one. I really don't. You know, I don't want to make people feel bad who are missing teeth. I don't want that.
Right. It's hurt.
It is embarrassing for some people that really can't afford. We have letters and people want us to help them get their teeth fixed.
Right, but he has.
But he's
the
confident.
Tooth.
But it doesn't bother him.
And I think that's kind of like
he's
confident.
The fact that he embraces it and that's part of who he is.
What if she gets a necklace and she wears the tooth around her neck?
That's not helpful.
And then if he wants it, she's got it right there.
I am so sorry. Yeah. I am stumped.
Have a grown-up conversation. Say, look, I love you.
But his feelings are probably going to get hurt.
A little bit. They might.
Or if your relationship is strong enough.
It might be where he goes, okay, babe, for you, I'll do it. You don't know how he's going to react.
You never know.
But hey, if you got a love letter to Kelly, we got another round coming your way on Wednesday. Go to kidnation.com and let us know what your issue is. And hopefully we'll get to it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.